This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
Good morning, gardeners.
And
welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Fall's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your garden questions. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, I'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. It's the daylight savings time day where we gain that hour of sleep. You know, it's going to be darker earlier, lighter earlier, if you will. So it's be a great day out there. This week looks great, temperature-wise, during the day's 50s. You know, that fall temperature. So it's still time to get out there and get some things done in the yard. You know, the temperatures might be falling, but this still gives us time to do some things out in the garden and in the yard. Start to clean up, get everything ready for winter. As I've said before, winter is coming. We'll be talking a little bit about ice melt with Natural Alternative with Victoria around 8 a.m. today. I got some good information coming along for you. Still talk about some garden stuff, but that ice melt is right around the corner, getting to think about it. You know, not sure if it was last week or the week before, we had a day where there was a little bit of a heavy frost with some ice there. Some people I know had to clean their windshield, so we're right around the corner. Don't let those temperatures fool you. Don't want to have to not start the program without this, but I know my father right now would be proud. His Boston Red Sox won the World Series. What a great moment. I knew last Sunday, got off the air, I was like, something great's going to happen, and they did. So, City of Boston celebrates, the City of Champions. Pretty good stuff, but I know my father be looking down proud right now. So that was pretty exciting. It felt like he was sitting with me the whole time watching those games. Oh, it was good stuff. So it was a good season, good everything. So just had to throw that out there. It was exciting for me, and I know my brother Matt, we both talked after the game. It was really exciting. Usually we have that phone call conversation with my father and each other. So it was pretty cool. We got to just think about him and see that. It was, I've been spoiled. I know my father had, was a lifelong Red Sox fan and lived most of his life without seeing a championship. And since I've been born, I've seen four championships. And I'm going to tell you a little story. My father always used to say that you prune your roses when the Red Sox come to play baseball for real in Boston. Now he meant, after spring training, etc. But he always had that bit of sarcasm on him. He always was like, when they play for real, when they start playing for real, and you never know when that is, that was that's how it always was. And that's one of the things that I've always remembered of when to prune roses. It's crazy to think about that the Red Sox and the roses go together. But for what my father has always said, it's always reminded me that and always given me that thought process. So it's it's kind of funny that he used to say that as a sarcastic joke, but now it's more of like, yeah, when they start playing again. I remember 2004 when they first won their first World Series. I got to do the show around the same time, right after. And I said the same exact thing and was like, look at what they're doing now, Dad. And, when he got home from his trip, he listened to the show and he just called me and he said, you know what I mean? And I said, I know, Dad, but I had to say something. So I just wanted to share that story. I thought it was pretty cool. I always remember roses in that time. So, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. So phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We had a lot of wind and rain the past couple days. I know the wind at my house, we were getting ready to go out yesterday, and we could hear the wind whipping, and all of a sudden, branch fell down right on top of a bloodwood maple that I have in my backyard. It was just loud, crazy, and you look up, and things are breaking everywhere. All the leaves are falling, so you're being able to see where breaks are now. My yard is covered with leaves. I know yesterday had to clean off the car of leaves, so we didn't have so many while we were trying to go out. Felt like snow, but wasn't so cold when I did it with my hands. But there are leaves everywhere out there. We had talked last week. Somebody had asked, should I mow them and compost them into the ground, into the lawn? You can definitely do that. Just take a look at it and make sure that when you do that, you make a covering that's not too much. It's not like inches thick. Because I'm looking at my yard and saying if I were to do that, I would have to really clean up some of it because there's so many leaves that all fell at once. Or you can put a little bit over that, depending upon the time, maybe clean up some, get that over the lawn to help keep it regulated temperature-wise for the winter. Bag them, throw them in your compost. I always just like to run them over with the mower. I like that clean look. There's nothing more satisfying to me where I look back and I see that clean green line behind me and leaves on either side. And just getting rid of them that way. You can put them into a compost pile. You can put them in those leaf bags. Get them into the city's compost pile, that type of thing. But it's time to get out there and clean. You can leave some of those in your beds for the winter. We also talked last week. Somebody was asking about pine needles putting into the garden. And I was first to say, nope, don't do it. But we took a look, and it actually, the acidity of the pine needles is not going to affect your soil like I thought it was. So I was wrong last week, but I did a little look-see and found that you can leave them there. You can put them in there because they're not going to affect the soil pH as much as like a lime or a soil acidifier would. Those are more potent than a pine needle. So you can definitely be using those as covering on the beds. Use what nature gave you. If you look in a forest, all those understory trees are covered in leaves, pine needles, that type of thing. When you go for a nice hike, and they don't get cleaned up during the season, but next year they come back and they're full, etc. So it is good to use as a natural blanket. If you don't like the look of it and you still want to protect some of your plants, you can be using salt marsh hay or a nice mulch. They come in multiple different colors. A lot of them now are food-based dyes to get you those different colors. So they are, not completely organic. But they are a food-based dye on a lot of the colors, so that might be, you know, an option if you're trying to match what you have. But a couple of those things, like the hydrangeas, the roses, mounding those up to get those around the plant to protect it over the winter. And really, you know, kind of waiting a little bit longer to be doing that, but getting that stuff ready, going to the garden center, getting everything that you want for now, getting that salt marsh hay, getting the mulches that you need. Usually around Thanksgiving or a little bit later is when you want to put those down. So, you know, you can start getting ready now. But give us a call today. We can try to answer all your gardening questions. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern to answer all your gardening questions. Do everything we can to help you out today. Feel free to give us a call. And like last week, if I didn't know the answer, I did some research and I did everything I could to answer you. And, you know, just like those pine needles, we'll bring that up again because I know some people will be listening a little bit later in the show. So feel free to call us and see what we can do to help you out. Again, phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And I said, if I don't know the answer, I'll do my research and help you out and do everything I can to get the answer right for you. So feel free to give us a call.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll try to do everything we can to help you out. You know, it's about that time to be getting everything ready to go to bed. I know I've already talked about mowing, you know, the leaves, maybe mowing one last time. If you want, you know, once that's done, it's really time to be making sure that the mower is set for winter as well. You know, making sure that you empty the gas or finish what's in the mower. You don't want the gas to be sitting out there, especially if it sits outside. There could be some moisture that sits in there. You know, cleaning underneath where the blades are, getting rid of some of that grass. You know, maybe spraying some sort of lubricant where the mower blade goes around in circles. You know, maybe the wheels, the axles, anything like that, any of the moving parts, just getting it ready so next spring when you come in to start mowing, you're ready to go. You know, you don't want to, you know, that's the worst thing is in the spring all of a sudden, boom, the mower doesn't work, or, you know, the rototiller doesn't work, or coming in the winter, the snowblower doesn't work. It's always about thinking ahead. And that's one of the things we can be doing at this point. I know I've said it a couple times, but you definitely should get out there and start the snowblower. Make sure it starts. Make sure there's no issues. Check the spark plug. Make sure everything's all good. Make sure the gas is ready. You know, I don't foresee any snow in the future, but once that first snowstorm hits, that's when all of the small engine repair guys just get crazy busy. And if you have an issue now, it's better to get it fixed now instead of wait and then be shoveling the driveway or be shoveling out the walkways, that type of thing, when you normally use a snowblower. Just those things to remember at this point. You know, if you use a backpack leaf blower, you know, you're going to still be using that, but once it's all done, make sure you drain out the gas, finish it off, so that it's not sitting in there. Same thing with that moisture, that type of thing. Clean it up, get all everything ready to go for winter, so when it's stored, it's protected. Make sure everything, you know, if you have to take off some of the tubes, get those off just so you can nicely store it. The other thing you can be doing with all the shovels and everything that you've been using in during the season, clean those up. Get rid of the dirt off of them, scrape them down, use some of that lubricant to just clean some of them. You know, just get the metal parts so that they're ready for spring. It's really about thinking ahead. My father usually puts out a newsletter around this time, and this was one of the ones from this week, was doing that, getting things ready. We've said it a few times, but there's nothing you can say more about just being prepared. You know, and that's one of the things that he always used to talk about was, all right, we got to do this, we got to get this ready. You know, it's that time where we really got to think about winter coming. The freeze is, the deep freeze is probably around the corner. You never know when it could just happen. I know this week it looks decent during the day in the 50s, but we could, you know, you never know what's going to happen soon. So one of the other things that a lot of people always forget is once you're done watering for the season, emptying the hoses, taking the hose off the nozzle from the, you know, closest to the house, take it off, run the hose lengthwise so it's as long as it can so all the water will drain out of it. That way, over the winter, it's not going to freeze in there, and it could expand that rubber, make it, you know, kind of break and make it easier for next year that if it got run over or it got kinked the wrong way, it could have a bad effect for it. So, you know, that's one of the things you could be doing. You coil it up, put it away for the winter. So that's a pretty good thing to be thinking about. I just pulled up the weather at this same time, and I'm looking at it. We got 50s most of the week, and towards the end of the week, it'll cool down. But 60 on Wednesday, and that's November 7th. Crazy stuff. Anyways, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're just days away from one of the most important elections of our lives. This is a big one.
President Trump speaking at a rally in Florida last night where he was joined by Vice President Mike Pence.
Because President Trump and I need Florida to elect Ron DeSantis as your next governor and send Rick Scott to the United States Senate.
On the Democratic side, former Vice President Joe Biden appeared at a rally in Ohio yesterday on behalf of Democratic candidates there, including incumbent Senator Sherrod Brown. North Korea now says it might restart its nuclear program unless the U.S. lifts sanctions. The North Korean Foreign Ministry is saying that Washington's been behaving arrogantly and that it could restart development of nuclear weapons at any time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150. And things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were just talking about the forecast coming up is going to be nice for the next couple weeks. I decided over the break to take a look at, you know, South Carolina. We have had a couple calls in the past couple of weeks from South Carolina. And I, looking at the weather, and I became instantly jealous. Looking at 70s and 60s and 70s and lows in the 50s at night. Great temperatures down there, so they can still keep gardening down there, getting ready for winter. I mean, I'm definitely jealous. You know, we're looking at 50s as our high, and we're thinking, ooh, that's nice, that's warm. You know, it's funny how things go when you know, in the spring, we look at the temperatures and we're like, oh, 50 degrees, oh, I'm going to put my shorts on. And now 50 degrees, we're like, okay, get me my long sweater. Give me my long pants. I need to warm up for the day. But don't fret. There's still time out there to be taking care of the garden. One of the things that my father wrote, our newsletters, we've been recycling some of the older ones that my father had done in the past. My mom is the one who does our newsletter. She has always done the newsletter. My father will write the articles. My mom will find everything and put everything together. And then they'll add that music that, as my father would say, you and I used to listen to. I always get a good chuckle out of that because I used to listen to that all the time with him. So, you know, it was good stuff there. But, you know, the two of them put everything together, and my mom's been doing it for us just so we can get information out there for everybody, timely information. We'll continue to go, continue to be doing this week after week. But this week I talked about bulbs. And getting the tuberous type bulbs to come inside for the winter so you can use them again next year. I had a question in the email from Daryl. He was asking about dahlias, and my father had wrote in the article what to do with them. Place 1 inch of peat moss or compost in the box and set bulbs on the material. Be sure that bulb clusters do not touch each other. Cover the bulbs with 2 inches of organic matter and then cover with newspaper. Never plastic. Plastic will sweat and wet the covering, causing rot of the bulbs. And his question was, you know, why do we want to separate them that much? You know, why do we separate them at all? Can we just throw a few in there? You know, some people have a lot of dahlias that they've used. You know, some of those dinner plate dahlias, you know, with the huge flower, you know, you can really fill an area. But one of the reasons why we don't want them to touch is because of the rot. You know, when they're touching each other and keeping moist, they could just start to rot a little bit, just the in-between. That's why you space them out a little bit. But this is one of the things you can be doing each year with your dahlia bulbs. You can be doing with the tuberous begonias, some canna lilies, those types of things. But what you really want to do is, at this point, some of those might have already been hit by a frost or started to die down if you haven't taken them out of the ground yet. You know, if they've died down, the foliage has been, you know, yellowed, black, that type of thing, you can cut the foliage off, throw that in your compost pile, pull the bulb up out of the ground, shake it a little bit, but not too, you know, hard, to get rid of some of the soil. And I want you to leave it outside for a couple days to let it get dry out a little bit from the soil, from the ground. Looks like maybe Monday night we have a little bit of rain, and Tuesday in New England, at least where I am, it's predicting that in Lowell. You know, so maybe a day and a half of getting it to dry out. Get rid of as much of the soil as possible. Don't break any of the roots off. That you just want to make sure that there's no real soil with it to hold that moisture. And then you can follow the what my father had said, putting those into boxes. You know, it kind of looked like a, as he wrote, a clump of potatoes. They should not be divided until you're ready to plant in the spring. So if you have one of the bulbs that has a bunch of other tubers on it, don't divide it yet. You could put the plant into shock while you're trying to get it to have that dormancy period and end up killing the bulb. So that's one of the key things on this. You might look at a dahlia bulb and say, oh my God, I want to have like three or four of these for next year. I'm going to separate them now. Great idea, but wait until the spring to be doing that. It's really just, you know, getting them ready to go into that dormancy period. You want to put them in an area where the temperature stays around 50 degrees. Okay. That's one of the things that you really need to focus on. Putting them in peat moss or some sort of organic material and keeping them in there. Maybe every couple weeks, spritzing them just a little bit, but not completely necessary. So those are a few things you can do. If you look at the article, this week's newsletter, you can always go to our website at paulparent.com and look at the current newsletter. If you have any of the following, any of the glads, dahlias, tuberous begonias and callas, canna lilies, elephant ear, freesia, ranunculus and anemone, it gives you a lot of great information on what to do for each one of those. You know, I could read them off, but it might be easier. Sometimes it's easier to read them. But you can go to our website at paulparent.com, take a look at current newsletters, and you could definitely get information on there. So that would be good to have. Last year's windy, cold winter months were tough on your outdoor plants. Did you know that you could help your plants survive the ravages of winter? Bonine's Wilt Stop is the answer. This all-natural product, once applied onto your trees and shrubs, will put a clear coating on the plant, which protects plants from dying out. It prevents winter burn, salt damage, moisture loss, and also reduces transplant shock. Wilt Stop seals the moisture in and keeps the cold, dry, damaging wind out. Wilt Stop also prevents Christmas trees and wreaths from dropping their needles by sealing in the moisture. Extend the life of your Christmas greens by applying Wilt Stop before you bring them inside or hang them outside. Bonine's Wilt Stop is available in a bonus size 40-ounce ready to use and in pint, quart, and gallon concentrate sizes. Wiltstop Christmas Tree and Wreath is available in a pint ready to use for easy application to your live seasonal decorations. Bonide products are family made in America. Wiltstop is available in these fine stores. Dodge Green Company in Salem, New Hampshire, Hart Farm Nursery in Dennisport, Massachusetts, and Longfellow's Greenhouse in Manchester, Maine. Alright, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll do everything I can to help you out today. We've got a couple things going on. Around the 7 o'clock hour, we got some good news on the wreaths that my father has always done in the past. My father and mother had retired from the wreaths at the end of this past year. So there wasn't going to be a wreath, but my father was looking into it and had been talking with somebody for a bit of time. The wreaths this year are coming back, and they still have one of the guys who made them. My brother Jason will be part of the team. They're going to be made from the florist that my brother works at, Fiddleheads Florist in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. So I'll give some more information later, but you can take a look at them now if you're interested at fiddleheadflorist.com. But my brother Jason will be part of this. He's always been part of the wreaths and the centerpieces, but he's going to be doing the wreaths this year with that company that he works for. I can't say enough good things, and I know my father always said incredible things about my brother Jason, but he is really an award-winning designer. He is one of the highest certifications that you can from to be as a floral designer. He's going this next July for his ceremony to become that in Vegas. We're really excited for him. He's done a lot of great things in the floral industry. He's been on multiple times when it comes time to talk about some cut flowers, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, that type of thing. But I'll give some more information, where to call, what to do later. But it's some good information. And it's great to have the wreaths out there. And I know they'll do my father's legacy proud with that. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. For those of you who may or may not have put your houseplants indoors, I know a lot of people have done it already, but make sure when you start to get those houseplants inside, you spray them before they come in. Maybe use some of that All Seasons oil. Get rid of any of the insects that might be on top of there. Might be on the leaves, that type of thing. Also use a systemic houseplant granule, mixing that into the soil. That helps get rid of some fungus, gnats, and any of the soil-borne insects. Great, like, 1-2 punch, if you will, making sure when you bring them inside, you're not going to bring any of the insects inside with you. So that's something you should be taking a look at. I mean, at this point, you don't see many houseplants out there. We had that heavy frost about, I want to say like a week and a half ago, where here it got 28 degrees or colder. And that was one of the last colds that I've seen some houseplants out there. But it's one of those things, that systemic houseplant, you might need to use a few times. Take a look at the back of the bottle and see, all right, I used it at this point. I'm going to need to do it again at this point. All Seasons oil, organic product. You might need to do it a couple times to protect it. Taking a look at those, you can use a lot of indoor insecticides. Neem oil, All Seasons oil. Those are just to name a few. If you have some diseases on there, copper fungicides, again, like I said, the systemic is a good one to help with the fungus gnats. Those are those little flies that almost look like fruit flies. You kind of look around the house, you're like, all right, you know, there's no fruit here. I know myself, I'm not a huge fruit guy, so I know there's not going to be fruit flies, but, you know, that's just one of those things. But you take a look around, you see these little gnat fruit fly things, and that's what they are. They're coming from the soil. So take a look and see if you have them. So the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So help us out, and we'll help you out. Again, phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Again, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to help you with all your gardening questions. I know it's a nice day to sleep in, get that extra sleep. So, you know, good morning. Welcome out there. Get ready. It's going to be a good day out there to get into the garden. So, wake up, have that cup of coffee, and let's get going.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. We've been talking about getting the garden ready for bed, doing a few of those things out there. It's the sun's out. Looks like it's going to be a nice day to get out there. One of the last couple weekends you can be getting out there. You know, you don't have to worry about watching a Patriots game during the day. They're on tonight. That's one of the things from this week that's been nice. Some of the games haven't been on so late. You can get some rest, and that's what a lot of people did. You know, one of our biggest fears at my house last night was, all right, we get that extra sleep, but do our kids realize that? And I know everybody with little kids or, you know, who had little kids remembers that. One out of two made it, so that's a good thing. But 50% is not bad when you're doing that. So, you know, we turned back the clocks last night, so that means it's getting darker later. So some of those things that you used to be able to do when you got home from work probably aren't going to be able to be done as easily unless you get lots of lights. So just remember that, you know, this, you know, go out there today, get as much done as you can to really help get the garden ready for winter. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know I said it's cold and getting everything ready for bed, but there is still time to plant.
You can still be planting trees and shrubs, even perennials, getting those out there. A lot of garden centers have some sales out there. A lot of them are starting to put things away for winter, but you still have time to be planting all the way up until the ground freezes. You know, it's not too late to be putting some different products down on the lawn, like a pelletized type gypsum, some lime for the spring, getting that ready, getting into the soil. So, it might be getting cold, but there's still time. You know, like I said, putting lime or something along those lines, make sure you clean up all the leaves first so that those pellets can get onto the soil and get in there instead of be sitting on top of the leaves. So that might be one reason to take the leaves away and clean them. Looking at some time where it might be a good time to clean up some of the branches of the trees, cutting down maybe a couple trees here and there. You know, with all the leaves that have been falling, you can start to see in the trees where the weak branches are, the weak crotches, and maybe where some breaks are that you just didn't know about. One of the best times to be doing any pruning of deciduous trees is actually winter, because you can see everything. You can see the cross branches. You can see all those types of things. It's good for arborists to be up there during the winter months. It might be a little bit colder, obviously, but they can actually see where they're going. They can see when they cut certain things. You know, this one's going to be the best to do here. So during the winter, you know, you could get some of that tree work done. You know, call an arborist and see how their schedules look. And a lot of times, you know, they might be booked during the winter to be doing some tree work. But, you know, if you get on them early, it might still work. I know, like I was saying earlier, we had this huge branch in the backyard just fall right down last night. But you look out there and you're starting to see some of the branches that are broken that you just didn't see before with all the leaf coverage. I mean, the leaves right now are gorgeous, all the different colors. You look out there, you know, I know I was walking in the nursery in Winchester the other day and I just looked on our ledge and it was just all different colors and it was like, whoa, that is gorgeous. I know I'm going to go in there today and there's not going to be a lot of leaves left after that windy rain, but it was just, you know, the leaves that color are changing, but you can look up there and you can start to see, oh, this one's broken a little bit. I know I've seen a couple trees where we knew something was broken, you just couldn't see exactly where it was. The leaves are gone. Oh, yep. There's going to be a big hole there. Let's get somebody in to clean that. So, you know, take a look at those things at this point and get ready that way. Again, you can be doing some of this pruning during the winter. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.